This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're talking to Jordan Maxwell about current events and non-current events, obviously. Jordan, lately we have seen the Democratic Party, and we're not partisan here, really, but we're American. But the Democratic Party seems to be entrenched in some kind of Bolshevik tactics nearly every day. Would you address that a little bit?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the founding of communism, when it took over the Soviet Union, it took over Russia and called itself the Soviet Union. It was actually originally called the Bolshevik Revolution, and later on it became known as the Communist Revolution. And that officially the Soviet Union was called the People's Democratic Republic of the Soviet Union. We have something called the People's Democratic Republic of China, the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea, the People's Democratic Republic of Cuba. All communist countries were referred to in law as the People's Democratic Republic. And this is why today we have a democratic republic. It's a People's Democratic Republic in America. We are a actual communist operation today in America. We were told by the communist leaders many years ago, Khrushchev said, we were going to take you over and you'll never know how it happened. You'll never see it coming and you'll never know how it happened. Why? Because we're not well read. We don't look at the history of the world and see the march of world powers, how the words and the terms and the ideas, where they've come from. We don't know any of that. All we know is what we see on television and what we read in the newspapers. And the newspapers and television is called media, and certain people own the media. They own the television and radio stations. And they're telling you things they want you to know. Not the real truth about what's going on. They tell you things to make you into a democratic republic, a communistic, democratic, Marxist-Leninist operation in America. That's what we are today. And there's a lot of people who are waking up to that fact and are deciding they don't want to be a Marxist-Leninist Soviet communist country. They're tired of that Soviet communism. Because people have come here from the Soviet Union. They wanted to get away from that kind of tyranny. And so that's what we have become today. And so we call ourselves a democracy. We pledge allegiance to the flag and to the democracy for which it stands. That's not what this original pledge said. It says we pledge our allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. There's a difference between a republic and a democracy. And that's why it's a ludicrous to have the word democratic republic. Because democracy means mob rule, the rule of a mob. So if you were in Los Angeles during 1968, when they were having all these horrible riots, they were burning cars and turning cars upside down and busting windows and businesses and burning buildings, we call that a demonstration. Demo coming from democracy. It's a people doing what they're doing. They are outlaws. They are criminals and criminal acts, and we call it a democracy. It's a true democracy is 50 people hanging one. Yes, a democracy. Democracy means a mob rule. And so if you get the mob in the street, it's a democracy. It's the people are speaking. There is no law. There is a democracy. It's when the people take to the streets to do what they want to do. They don't give a damn about your laws. And so that's what we are today. We're promoting democracy all over the world. Basically, that means, because most people don't know that, when you hear that America represents democracy around the world, democracy is a term for Marxist-Leninist Soviet communism. And that's what we are promoting all around the world. America has become a Soviet communist operation. We call it a democracy. A democracy is a rule of the people. The idea is there is no law. Whatever you can, whatever, whoever the public votes for, they get. And so whoever gets voted in a democracy claims themselves to be God, Almighty. They are the Almighty God. They can do anything they want because the majority of the people want them in, so they can do whatever they want. They don't have to abide by your laws. Normally, America was a republic. Say it again.
Well, this is one of the pushes that we've seen from media, entertainment industry. It's like vote. You know, your power is in your vote. If you look at it another way, it's here. Turn your power over to us. Here, vote for us. Give us your power. Hey, go out. It's cool. Go give your power to us so that we can spread democracy, like you said. Let me ask it in this context. I get back to the Declaration of Independence all the time. It is the most important moment in millennial history to me. I mean, you can comment any way you want to. But when the Declaration was written, Thomas Jefferson, among others, finally approved, edited, whatever, from that point, a republic came out of it, and now we hear politicians, they don't hardly use the word. It was stunning to me that Donald Trump used the word republic so much, or even mentioned our God-given right, and that we don't worship government, we worship God. I couldn't believe it.
I've never heard such a thing like that.
Never heard such a thing.
I mean,
never. And we've seen so many politicians, they always say, Obama especially, democracy, Hillary Clinton, democracy, many Republicans also, democracy, democracy, democracy. How unique was that moment, the Declaration of Independence? And please explain to me what is going on with these politicians now saying democracy. Are they now in on it in the Democratic Party? It seems like they're full. I mean, I don't want to be partisan, but it sounds like they're full-on communists. So, and that was a convoluted question. But start with the Declaration of Independence and work forward.
Yeah, well, in point of fact, the Democratic Party is a communist party. It is Marxist-Leninist Soviet communism in America. It's called the Democratic Party. That's what it is, and that's why you have communist countries are called the Democratic People's Government, a Democratic People's Republic. Democrat is communism, Marxist-Leninist Soviet communism. That's what we are today. We have been sold out by our politicians who have gone out of their way to sell our country out, to sell our people out to a Marxist-Leninist Soviet system. And communism, as I said, are 40 people hanging one. There is no law. The judge hasn't done anything. There is no law where the courts intervene to protect the rights of an individual, where he has a right to be heard and a right to confront his accusers, etc. No. If we just decide that we don't like somebody and everybody in town believes he's guilty of doing something, then we just all decide we want him dead, and we go out and find him and hang him from a tree. That's the law, because we are a democracy. We are the government is a government of the people. We decide what is the law and what isn't the law, because it's a democracy. Democracy is
that
mob rule. Mob
is
rule.
Is that kind of what we're seeing with, you know, Google? Google owns YouTube, but that's basically what we're seeing electronically, is that these fascist organizations, Google being the foremost, is deciding who is acceptable, who is not, and they're digitally killing them left and right and wiping out the whole media landscape to shape it however they want.
Yes, no doubt about it. And this is exactly what's going on. We are living in a democracy, and democracy is a mob rule. And so if you can get the mob, if you've got the ears and the eyes of the people, if you've got them listening to your shows, your television shows and your entertainment, your news programs, if you can get the mob to vote a particular way, then the people have spoken. They have voted because of the way you have promoted it. The people voted. Now, let me explain to you something that's happening. When you go to the polls, we call it going to the election polls. To take a poll means that you are looking for a consensus of the people. Let me show you how this works. It's never been explained, I don't think, ever been explained to people. When you go to the voting polls, you're not voting for a president. You're not voting for the particular office. What you're doing is you're taking a poll. A poll means you have Gallup, a company called the Gallup poll. They are taking a consensus. It's called a poll. They want to know, who do you like best? So the government or the governmental communist system is saying to the American people, who do you like best? Who do you trust more? This guy here or this guy over here or this one or this man here or this woman here? Here are the five people that we are going to put up for you to vote on. All five of them work for us. But we want to know, which one do you like best? Because if you get the person that you like best, or that most people like best, the people will be happy that they got in who they wanted to get, you know, who they want. So therefore, people will be happy because they voted for the one that they liked, and that's what we want to know. We want to know, which person do you like best? So you go to the poll to vote on the person that you like best. And that's the one that the election will elect. That's the way it works, is that they'll elect the person that you like best. Why? Because they all work for the same corporation. They all work for the same company. They all are controlled by the same people. The people who control our country just want to know which one of our thugs and our criminals that we have put into power, which one of them do you like, America? Which one do you prefer to have over you? Why? Because it makes it easier to control you.
Ooh,
and so
wow.
This is why today...
That's a powerful word. Hold that thought, Jordan. There's a commercial. We'll be back after this short break with more Jordan Maxwell, JordanMaxwellShow.com. I'm sure a lot of people at home listening, Jordan, you're rambling on. You've lost it. You've lost me this time. What are you talking about? We don't live in a communist country. I can go to Walmart and I can buy toilet paper and nobody beats me over the head and throws me in the gulag and stuff. We're free in America. What are you talking about?
America used to be called the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not brave anymore, all free. We're just 14th Amendment citizens. We're just a U.S. citizen. We're not Americans. Americans have freedom. We don't have freedom. We have to ask permission. That's because our government was overthrown back in the 1860s. In 1848, communism was dreamt up in England and financed out of America. International banking cartels in America financed the communist revolution. People don't know that communism in Russia was financed by the Federal Reserve System, by the international banking systems of the world, fed money to Russia for the Soviet Union, for the communists to take over the government of the Soviet Union. And they gave us communism. I remember reading many years ago, back in the early 60s, that there was a magazine called Argosy Magazine that had an article about how the Federal Reserve sent the plates for American money that the Federal Reserve uses to print our money. They sent those plates to Russia to give them to V.I. Lenin and Trotsky and all the fathers of the communist movement in Russia, because the Russian people were broke. They didn't have any money. And so the communists came in. Well, the communists had less than the Russian people. They came in with nothing. They had no money to pay their troops. They had no money to feed their people. They had no money to do anything. But they wanted to set up the communist revolution in Russia, but they didn't have any money. And so the Federal Reserve had to send over plates, because it would look very strange if the Federal Reserve was sending hundreds of millions of dollars every month to Russia to finance the Communist Party. That would be too obvious. And so what they did is they sent over the plates so the Russians could make them could print the money themselves. And this way the Russian, the communists in the Soviet Union could print the money themselves. Whatever money they need, just roll off and print it. And so that shows that the banking cartels in America wanted world communism. They wanted a world communist because they wanted a world totalitarian fascist world government. And that's what communism is. It symbolizes the collectivization, the collecting of peoples all together under one roof, and there's one government and one religion and one way to think. And when everybody's thinking the same thing, nobody's thinking at all, and we will ultimately own your country and your people. We'll own you. And that's what has happened to America. That's why when I hear Trump talking about we're a nation under God, I know the communists in America, the Democrats, are so angry at hearing that we are people under God. They want him dead. They have come out publicly and said that. The Democratic Party and the Democrats in this country have openly said, we call them liberals. They're not liberals. They're communists, Marxist communists, not liberals. And they have said, that the president should be assassinated. They've come out and publicly said he should be killed. Why? Because they have been working tirelessly. They have been working around the clock trying to overthrow the United States Republic and to overthrow our great republic. Why? Because they're not going to be able to communize the whole world as long as the most powerful family on the block says no. And the United States decides pretty much whatever everybody else is going to live by. And so the U.S. says no to communism. That means the whole world is going to have to back up and do it the way, and the U.S. has always been a very powerful force around the world. And so if you don't get America to be a communist country, then you're never going to be able to communize the whole world. So they concentrated on America and set up what we call the United Nations, uniting all the peoples of the nations together under one government, one place. And therefore, the international banking cartels, like the big banks of New York and Chicago, all finance the UN.
We'll talk about the Federal Reserve. I'm going to ask you about Section 4 of the 14th Amendment about the Federal Reserve, and we'll continue with that. What you just said in the last 2 minutes was extremely profound, Jordan. And we'll get to this on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to powerhour.com. I'd like to remind you about our new frequency, 9.980 is live right now. You might be listening to it live. Check it out. You have shortwave, 9.980, 4 to 5 central every day that we're on. It should be live. Check that out. Let us know how you like it, if it's working for you, what have you. Very important. Also, Veterans Day is coming up. We want to support our veterans. I know Robert Redford's products are on sale. We're going to go extra on a lot of veterans because of PTSD and various things, stress, what have you. They buy a lot of the lithium orotate, the lithium balance. We have that even on extra set. I think it's almost 20% off for veterans. If you're a veteran or your family member of veterans, call the Power Mall. And please take advantage of that, the lithium balance on sale, and any of the other Robert Redfern products. Or whatever. Look, if you're a veteran, whatever you need, just tell Jay that I told you to give him a little extra discount for Veterans Day. Thank you for what you've sacrificed. I'm sorry for maybe what you've suffered and what have you. Bart Billings is going to be on, I think, is it tomorrow? Later on this week to discuss some of healing some of those scars. So we feel for you, and we are with you as much as we can be. So please take advantage of that. All the clay products, the mask, the clay powder, Perrier, 10% off. It's a must-have. 10% off, like I said, all good health naturally. The curcumin, the digest enzymes, alpha lipoic R, Sherry Rogers recommends. The Krill Miracle, the vitamin E, full spectrum, also recommended by Sherry, is at the Power Mall. Her detox product, phosphatidylcholine, we now have. And so check that out. And please sign up for our newsletter. It's going to be a way to communicate. If there is censorship or some block off or whatever, take advantage of the newsletter. It's a way for us to connect to you. So you can sign that up on our website. There's a page for it, or at the very bottom, there's a red tag. We send you the news and the specials and what have you. And also let us know how we can make it better for you. We want that to be a real powerful tool, because who knows what the future is going to be. Please don't unsign up for it. Please sign up for it. Keep it, because it's a way for us to connect with you. We don't know what the future is. Who knows in this kind of atmosphere? So all those at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, your purchases, your donations, your prayers, your energy, who you are. This is your show. When we're censored, when we're spit upon, they're spitting upon you and censoring you. This is your show. We don't get the George Soros check. Jordan Maxwell doesn't get the George Soros check. He fights George Soros. He doesn't get the check from him. So thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and call. And also JordanMaxwellShow.com, his website. You can sign up for his research center. You can also, there's two quick, very inexpensive videos about current events or what have you that you can look right on the website. But his research library is what I am fascinated with. You can access any of his research that he's furiously putting up as fast as he can. It's like his life's work, his mission he wants up there. Jordan, tell everybody, it's a one-time fee. How much is it so they can join your research society?
Well, it's only a $30 donation, one-time donation of $30, only one time for a lifetime subscription. And the only reason I'm doing that is because I've been putting my work out into the world for free. And I just can't live by giving all my work away for free. Nobody works for free. And so I have to pay to keep my website going. I have to pay to keep my webmaster alive so he can do the work for me, because I'm too old. I don't know anything about websites. So I just produce the material that he puts it up on the web for me. But it costs money to do all of that, to have a website where people can download videos and do, you know, and put up all the hundreds of pictures and documents and materials and audio materials that I have on my research website. All of that costs money. So I just hopefully have enough people join each week or each month so I can pay my bills and pay to keep the website going. And it's called the JordanMaxwellShow.com is my website. I emphasize
show. Yes. Make sure you put in show, ladies and gentlemen. That's a whole other thing about how his site was made possibly stolen or what have you. I don't want to get into that drama. But JordanMaxwellShow.com, not JordanMaxwell.com, very important. So check that out as a website. Please join his society or donate to him also. And he's certainly a worthy proponent for your freedom, for your information. Jordan, piggybacking on what you said about the Federal Reserve, Section 4 of the 14th Amendment, you know, the 14th Amendment, we talked about this last week, and there's a section where you can look on the website, it'll put it up on YouTube, about the 14th Amendment, about jurisdiction. In Section 1, they turned everything from rights into privileges under this new jurisdiction. You give them the birth certificate, you register under this jurisdiction. Well, Section 4 says something about the Federal Reserve. The validity of the public debt of the United required by law, shall not be questioned. This is why the Federal Reserve has never been audited, ladies and gentlemen. Speak a little bit about this in context of what you were saying earlier about the Bolsheviks in Russia.
Yeah, you cannot audit the Federal Reserve because the 14th Amendment says you don't have a right as a U.S. citizen, maybe as an American, but you're not an American. America doesn't exist any longer. We are a U.S. citizen. A U.S. citizen, if you look it up in the dictionary and bother to do some research on what is a U.S. citizen, it's an employee of a corporation called United States Incorporated. So the United States of America no longer exists. Today we are U.S. citizens, which means we are an employee of a foreign corporation. The U.S. corporation is what we call Washington, D.C. That little section in our country called Washington, D.C. is called the U.S. corporation. And so the U.S. corporation, it owns certain islands around the world. It owns certain places. It has investments in certain islands of the world. And so those islands, like American Samoa and the Philippines and some of the islands in the Caribbean. Puerto Rico, absolutely, is owned by the corporation called United States. Washington, D.C. owns them. So you take all the little islands that the corporation called Washington, D.C. owns and put it together with Washington, D.C., and that's called the U.S. corporation. But the U.S. corporation does not own the states. It doesn't own Alabama. It doesn't own Michigan. It doesn't own California. It only owns the corporation. It has its headquarters in Washington, D.C. They own Washington, D.C. Therefore, if you live in Washington, D.C., they own you. And if you live on any of those islands that the corporation owns, they own you, in Puerto Rico and Philippines, etc. And so it's a very interesting the way they chopped up this whole arrangement called the United States of America after the Civil War. After the Civil War, we were not considered to be the United States of America. Why? Because we were anything but united. We just had a Civil War, and we weren't united. So we're not United States. But everybody is still here. The people who were left after the war was over, they're still here, so you've got to do something with them. So it was decided that they would form, the politicians in Washington would form a privately owned corporation. It's called a municipal corporation. It's a company. And they call it the United States Corporation. It's a business. And therefore, if you are a U.S. citizen, that means you are an employee of the U.S. corporation, a company. And this is why you today are called a U.S. citizen. You're not an American. Americans had rights and freedoms. We don't have any rights or freedoms. The only people who do not understand what I'm saying, and they think America is the same country they were born, that was around when it was founded, the only people who believe that are the people who have never had any dealings with the United States government. Wait till the Federal Reserve comes in on you. Wait till the Internal Revenue. Wait till the police come knocking on your door. Then you're going to find out for the first time you are owned by a corporation. You have no rights whatsoever, period. So you don't tell a judge in a courtroom that, you don't plead, well, I have a right. Because the judge will tell you, in this courtroom, you got no rights. The only right you have is to sit down and shut up, and I will tell you what the law is. You're not under law. You're under this court. We'll decide what you can do and what you can't do. That's why you have in New York, you have a Statue of Liberty, not the Statue of Freedom. Liberty is what a sailor gets when he gets off the boat. If you leave the boat, you got liberty. The Statue of Liberty is not the Statue of Freedom.
stay tuned. There's the music on the other side. Let's get into some solutions. That's pretty heavy what you just said, Jordan. Let's talk about solutions. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Webster said, lightning doesn't strike twice. Miracles do not cluster. And if the American people ever let the Constitution go, there will be chaos throughout the world. And that's kind of what Jordan's echoing here today, the starkness of this and the magnificence and the starkness at the same time of the American experiment is where we are right now. And we stand at the precipice of history. We stand at the precipice of everything that's important to you. That's what I feel. I don't want to speak for Jordan. He can speak for himself. But I believe the Declaration of Independence is on life support. It'll live as long as we let it live. If we let it go, then it won't live anymore. It's that simple. Jordan, where are we in terms of what I just said? What are some solutions for America right now?
Well, the only solution I see is to you need to solve the biggest problem on the earth today. And the biggest problem that America faces is ignorance, ill-informed, unread ignorance. People have no understanding of government. They have no understanding of where money comes from, about how the government actually works. There's a lot of good people in government that are just going along to get along. They just do what they're told to do, and they get their paychecks. The military was put into power, the military was brought into power in this republic to protect the people's government. They were brought here to protect the people and to protect our government from all robbers and all criminals in the world that want to destroy our country. That's what the military was brought here and prepared to do, is to stand to protect the American people. Well, today the military knows, and they know it because I've talked to them, they know they're not protecting the American people. They're not protecting the American Republic. They're out doing all the jobs of the bankers that own our country, who have taken us over, and they are out representing the international banking cartels to beat the people up around the world. They're not doing anything to protect our country. They're not doing anything to protect the American Republic. They're not doing anything to protect our Constitution. The American military are doing nothing to protect the American people, period. And this is why I think it's so incredible when I hear governmental suits saying, we support our troops. We support our boys. We support our troops. They're not our troops. Those troops work for the international banking cartels that pays them. So they're not our troops. They're not Americans defending America. They're all over the world doing what they're told to do by the Henry Kissingers and the Zbigniew Brzezinskis and all the other Marxist-Leninist murderers and bloodletting murderers that are war criminals that work for the international banking cartels. That's what our troops are doing. They're not doing anything to protect the American people. They themselves are not being protected. So
I was in. Let me piggyback. Let me stop right there 1 second. I was in a group of people over the weekend, and I'm just getting to the point. I don't even care anymore, Jordan. I'll just go ahead and I'll blurt out stuff off. I don't even care. We were talking about something about the government, about the CIA got up, and I said, the CIA. Who do you think the biggest drug dealer? The illegal drug dealer in America is. And they looked at me like I was cross-eyed or something. I said, the CIA is. How do you know that? My God, what do you mean, how do I know that? God almighty, self-evident, isn't it? Anyway, go ahead.
As a matter of fact, the CIA is involved in so much of our life that we don't even know it. Like the Nabisco. Nabisco Cracker Company that makes the crackers. What is it? what's the name of that cracker company?
Risco. Ritz.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, if you go and get the Oreo cookies, are made by Nabisco. Look at the symbol stamped on every cookie. Look at the symbol. It's around the circle of the cookie is a Knights of Malta. The Masonic Knights of Malta is stamped on the Nabisco. And I've heard banking people, international bankers, talking about the corporations that the CIA have set up and organized and direct and finance. Nabisco was one of the CIA operations, and that's provable because look at the Nabisco,
Oreos,
Yeah, well, look at the symbol stamped on the Oreo cookie. It's a Knights of Malta Masonic symbol. The Knights of Malta are the people who run the CIA. It was founded by the Knights of Malta. If you don't know anything about the Knights of Malta, then you don't know what's going on in your government. You don't know who is the power behind your government. It's the Knights of Malta. Knights of Malta are CIA.
We got a couple minutes left. I don't mean to cut you off. Well, I do, because we only got a couple minutes. Again, getting back to the question, are you saying that the solution is then that some segment of this country must get aware and informed and not just sit on that knowledge, not just sit here and complain and bitch about something, but actually do something about it? Is that what the solution is?
Absolutely. The solution is to wake up and learn and understand and research for yourself where your country is now and where it's going and what the words mean, and then do something about it. Don't just understand it and drop it and leave it alone because you're part of the problem.
Jordan, what do we do? Do we go to our relatives and just basically just pester them to death until they wake up, till they shake out of their coma? Do we go to our neighbor? I mean, is it Paul Revere time? You know, to arms, the British are coming. I mean, is that where we're at?
Yeah. What were the British called? The British were called the Redcoats. Redcoats?
Red Russians.
Right. The Red Chinese, the Reds. The Reds go back to Roth, R-O-T-H in German, the Rothschilds, the Red Shield. The Reds are coming. Yeah. The Redcoats are the British international banking cartel that finance the Communist Party and are overthrowing our great republic, and the people are ignorant, ill-informed, and unread, and don't realize what's going on. They need to wake up and do something about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not want you to feel desperate. I do not want you to feel depressed. The power was given to you. Dominion is given to you. You take it. You notice that they're not, you know, you notice they need us. They need our approval of this. They go as far as we let them. The most important word in the future for you and your family may be the word no. No. And stand on that by Almighty God and the universe. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Jordan, thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you. We'll talk later.